would hear us then at 91.5 FM.
Listening to WMFO Medford. This is On the Town with Mikey D. I am Pam.
Happy holidays.
rules right there with Happy Holidays. We've got Smitty Smitty and Gene Dante coming in shortly to chat with you about a great show they have coming up on January 12th. So please stay tuned. But right up here, we got a brand spanking new song from Daniel Ouellette, a new solo tune from him. Dracula is coming to town. I hope you're ready.
Howling, all the children go running. color that caught my eye, frozen in flight underneath the ice. With your wings outstretched, awaiting the spring sky, I promise I won't tell anyone where you hide. If I could show you something that I recognize, the fear that is in your eyes is the same fear that's in mine. If I could tell you one thing, a small advice, you must have courage, it's almost springtime.
Milling Gowns there, the bird in the ice. The ice, it's gonna break. Not really. JK, happy holidays. This is On the Town with Mikey D. My name is Pam. I'll be here with you until the midnight hour. Smitty, and Gene Dante are in the house. I want you to know, and I further want you to know, that you may have seen previously that I announced that with our fearless leader, Joel Simkus, not here this evening, I was not anticipating there being any live music, but there will be live music, ladies and gentlemen. Are you ready? I hope you're ready, because there will be some. So get ready. Prepare yourselves. Gird your loins. Prior to the Milling Gowns, Bird in the Ice, off their Diving Bell Shallows album from 2008. God, that was 10 years ago. Mae O'Hara, Never Stay, off her album Cold Blue Sphere. Daniel Willett with a rare solo song from him, a brand new single, Dracula Is Coming to Town. It's so festive and brand new. And we kicked off the show with Rules, Happy Holidays, off their album Pronouns. It's time for more music. And fortunately, I have some for you. This is Strange Ways off their album Race Car Courage. This song is Black Boat.
We'll be right back. In the dead of a New England winter, I dreamt of you standing on a river. Your hands were cold, and in your heart was a quiver of arrows from the angels. Every day this town finds a new way to break your heart. Your feet may tread the gutter, but your eyes will always reflect the stars.
Jean Dante and the Future Starlets there, To a God Unknown off the Romantic Lead. And speaking of the Romantic Lead.
Yes.
Hello.
Ah.
Hello, gentlemen.
Thank you for having us, Pam.
Thank you for coming. I'm so delighted to have you both. It's a super treat. We have Smitty, we have Jean Dante himself here in the studio. We're chatting about you have a fabulous show coming together.
Boy, do we ever.
And that's exactly a month from today, on the 12th of January. It's a Saturday night. It's at Once in Somerville, our neighbors.
Yes.
Who we love.
Yes. Once really just has turned into the hottest spot for music and events and you name it. They just had that big event with... Cherry Curry and Flight of Fire.
Lizzie Borden and the Axes, yeah. their grand finale. I was there. It was amazing. It was a night of female empowerment. Knockups played. Also, Blind Spot, who I had never seen before, and they were excellent.
Yeah.
Everybody brought it that night. Flight of Fire brought it. Lizzie and the Axes were on. And, of course, my buddy Cherie was... amazing. She's always great.
Your buddy, Cherie?
I can say that. I can say, hey, I opened for her 2 years ago at Brighton Music Hall, and we bonded ever since then. We've been, we stay in touch, and she's cool. I met her through my friend Lori Capobianco and our other friend Gretchen Bonaducci, and she helped. We raised some money for Bagley, Boston Area Gay Lesbian Youth Organization.
So, nice.
Yeah, she's a giver.
All right. Good on you. So yes, Once, I love playing there. This will be the second time that Smitty has played there, and we are honored to have Gene with us again, and we're going to have the gala, and we're bringing a band from Portland, Maine down called Tiger Bomb.
Yes.
And those guys are amazing. Actually, the other thing that they're doing is this show is going to be their Boston area record release show.
Really?
Yes. So we're very excited about that.
How cool.
Yes, very cool. And, we'll play some of their music later. And,
absolutely. Well, and I'm excited. And you have sort of, speaking of neighbors who we love.
Yes.
Who we've had long relationships with. We were just chatting off air during a very rude, I suppose. I was talking during Gene's song. But
it's okay. I've heard it.
But we were chatting about your special sponsor that you have for this show, which is a pretty special thing.
So I talked to Rain over at Hubba Hubba, and I said, hey, I've never done this in Boston before. Boston, Cambridge, Somerville, Arlington, the greater, metro area. What do you think about sponsoring the show? And she was like, yeah, let's do it. So we have a sponsor for the One Show, Hubba Hubba.
How cool.
Hubba Hubba, let's see, what did I write down here? Did I write it down? Hubba Hubba, 2 Ellery Street, Cambridge, Massachusetts, hubbahubba.com.
And are they going to have, will they be exhibiting there? Is there a...
No.
Okay.
And Rain was very sorry about that. There wasn't enough time to put that element together. But this is kind of are probably going to be the first time that we're working together. So the second time we do something, we'll try and make it so that we can have a nice table, and maybe do something even grander with the Hubba Hubba people, because they are a very fun group and they like doing events.
Yeah.
We like doing events.
I don't know. I might just pop in, visit Rain, and maybe she and I can put together an ensemble for myself.
You'll have your own exhibit from the stage.
The living artwork.
There is actually a prop there that I have to stop in and get, and I can't mention it on the air because I'm going to have to augment it, but what it really is, I don't think I can talk about.
I love it. Now I'm intrigued. Are you kidding?
It's a prop that you're getting at Hubba Hubba, and it needs augmentation. This
it does,
I enjoy.
Because the first time it came on my radar, it was an accessory that Iggy Pop wore many years ago. Well, I saw the real version of it before he augmented it for his attire. And let's just say it doesn't attach to a belt.
Okay. Well, I'm really glad that you... It's intriguing, and it's much better than saying that you're getting that prop because you need augmentation.
Well, everyone's going to think that anyways. It's like, oh, yeah, right, Smitty, you want it for a prop. Sure.
Hey, if Iggy did it, man, I say go for it.
In the grand tradition of Detroit performers.
That's exactly right. So there's another reason to come to the show to see if I do, in fact, A, get the accessory, and B, how do I end up wearing it?
I am intrigued.
So intrigued right now. Actually,
the costumes, the wardrobe between myself and one of the other singers, Sam Avola, we're going to have a look that night. That's when, I don't want to give it away, but we're going to have a look.
This is a show you're not going to want to miss.
No.
Saturday, January 12th, put it on your calendar. I know if I don't have it on my calendar, I forget about it. It makes me very sad. Now, other things that I want to make sure that people know is how to get your music. Can people will be able to purchase your music in person, correct?
Yes, there will be a merch table at the show. I mean, the longer answer is that, you know, I'm not going to read a elongated URL, but just go to either Bandcamp or CD Baby and do a search on Smitty Smitty.
GeneDante.com. We have all our links right there.
Yep.
Bandcamp. I'm the only one, the only Gene Dante, so it's kind of easy. And, you know, we're in the middle of cutting a new record, so we will have all the stuff we have out now. But we went pretty digital last couple times, so maybe we'll press a real CD, vinyl. I don't know. What do the kids use these days?
You know?
Cassettes.
Wax. Edison's blue tubes.
Right. Semaphore.
Right, exactly.
Semaphore. Oh, available in semaphore.
Smoke signal kit, where we teach you how to smoke signal our lyrics.
It'll be the hot new thing. Yeah. I'm excited for it. And there is something else that's coming up for you right around the turn of the
yes.
new year, correct?
So, one of the inspirations to make the Once show happen is Smitty Smitty was invited to be on the Somerville Cable Access Television show, Heavy Leather Topless Dance Party, Ooh. On Channel 3, I do believe.
Ooh.
And, you know, I mean, I love the show. I mean, there's so many levels I love the show. You know, they have an extremely limited budget. You know, I don't know if you've ever seen the set, but if you do see the set, even though it's like thrown together, there's a lot of stuff in that room. They have to tear down after every show and rebuild the set. And this, I mean, really, for a local access TV show, it is amazing. I went there early to go see one of their shows. It's amazing what these people do. There's literally, the band gets like 2 seconds of sound check. They do a line check on the house band, Black Leather Lagoon, and then they just go. And it's so impressive. It's so lo-fi, but just so genuine. And the host of the show, Ken McKintry, also known as Sleaze Grinder, he really, you know, they've been on the air now a couple years. And it's just, you know, I was like, I got to get on the show. You know, I mean, this show will go away, or who knows what's going to happen to it. They could, you know, it's better than where they are. I would not be surprised if this then ends up getting like smaller syndication or something. And I got to get on the show. And so he's going to have Smitty Smitty perform on Wednesday, January 2nd. So you're going to go out on a New Year's Eve. Mm-hmm. You're going to sleep off your hangover on mm-hmm. the 1st. And then you're going to have a really good breakfast and coffee on the 2nd. And you're going to tune in to Heavy Leather Topless Dance Party. They stream it at 8:30 on Facebook, and then it goes live on the Access Channel at 10, and then they end up posting it, I think, on their own webpage and Vimeo and YouTube. So, but it streams live at 8:30 on Facebook. And then it...
A.M.?
No.
Oh, God. No. Right. I was literally, I just felt no. immense amounts of
no.
pain.
No. P.M. Like,
what?
P.M., P.M., P.M. It's all P.M. Yeah, right. No, doing that kind of show at like 8:30 in the morning would just,
that'd be a lot.
That would be a lot.
Heavy metal leather right. breakfast party.
I'm still recovering from the previous night's heavy metal leather topless dance
well,
party.
So in the land of the Hubba Hubba connection, so I went down and I saw their show because I wanted to get a lay of the land. They had a performer there by the name of Jessica Lee Scary, who did a performance with a hula hoop. She was amazing. It was like, oh my God, we have to have her play with Smitty Smitty. So I talked to her after the show. Oh, she's totally into it. Oh, where do you work? I work at Hubba Hubba.
Oh, wow.
It's like, all right, Jessica, this is all coming together.
Meant to be.
So we do have, so she'll be a special guest performer for the television show Heavy Leather Topless Dance Party. And she's going to be a special guest for the One Show, too.
How cool. Yeah. That's fantastic. And so it sounds like if people want to check out Heavy Leather Topless Dance Party prior to your set, your show on the 2nd, they can go to Vimeo, check out some of the previous programs.
Yes.
And then you'll be prepared. You will know when you install yourself on your comfiest chair or sofa what you might need as an array around you as you watch this program.
So. I believe they're up to episode 94. So they got a couple under their belt.
So. You got a little watching ahead of you, a little work ahead of you.
Just go to the last
and
five
viewers.
Or ten, yeah. Although you know, if you like it, and I really enjoy the show. I mean, it's definitely like popcorn. You just can't stop. You know, it's like I got to work. I got to have a life. I can't, you know. and so one of the things I love about the show is they always have a comedian. Well, yeah, there's a couple of people in the room that can react to the comedian, but it really they're just. Saying these jokes to very few people. I can't believe that these comedians are able to like just put that out there with so few people to react to them.
Yeah, there's no feedback.
None. Right. So what's interesting about it is when they're really funny, and even though there isn't like a ton of laughter going on because there just aren't enough people, it's like, oh my goodness, this person really is crazy funny. And it just makes you want to go see him in a live club where you got like, you know, full room of people and stuff. And that's one of the things I really enjoyed about the show.
How cool. Well, I'm excited to see you guys on the program and excited to see you guys at once on the 12th of January because it sounds like a fantastic show.
Yes.
I feel like I kind of want to play one of your other bands. Is that all right?
Go.
Because I know you guys also were talking about how you were going to perform. You each have a little music planned out maybe for tonight.
A little something.
A little something something.
I've been writing it while you guys are chatting.
You're so prepared. I'm excited about that. I don't want to be racing ahead.
No,
but
go. Do.
Sort of thinking since we've been talking about the gala, and I think you mentioned that half of the gala. I don't know if it's the top half or the bottom half are involved also with the heavy leather topless dance party.
We'll satisfy you.
But I know we have their single Between the Lines, and I want to be able to play that for folks. And I wanted to also make the connection not only with the show that the gala are going to be playing with you at once on the 12th of January, but also that they're involved in Heavy Leather Topless Dance Party as well. It's very cool. Should we do it?
Do it.
We're going to do it. Tiger Bomb, Baby Come On, off their album Uproar. Tiger Bomb, Smitty, we heard before that with Sugar Blast, off Just a Modern Guy, The Gala, Between the Lines. These are all bands together with Gene Dante and the Future Starlets, the headliners, Gene Dante and the Future Starlets, you'll be able to see at Once in Somerville on Saturday, January 12th. Put it in your calendar. Do not miss this show. It is sponsored by Hubba Hubba. It is going to be an event. We have been discussing some costumery, plumage, perhaps.
Plumage.
Ooh, big words.
There could be some plumage involved.
Which I'm very excited about. Gene, you have a guitar. You have a beautiful guitar in your hand.
This whole thing. This is, actually, thank you. It's a Blue Ridge, which is new to me, not new. My bestie Dan Murphy found it and was like, you need this guitar, and I played it and I was like, yeah, I need it. Keith Bennett, who I saw a million years ago in this band called Wrecking Crew, who, he's a man about town, you know. He's like, I thought I was the only loser playing a Blue Ridge. I'm like, dude, they're incredible. I'm like, I love them, I love this one. I'm like, oh, it found me, I think, through my bud.
How beautiful.
Yeah,
it was a beautiful instrument too. Well,
thank you. Let's hope I yeah, wait till you see how I play it. So. So yeah, dudes. So we're cutting a new record right now with John I over at Beach House Studios.
Cool.
Yeah, from the 90s band One of Us.
Yeah.
And we're in the middle of that right now, and I would love to do, may I do a new song?
Please.
All right, great. No one's heard it except a few shows I did it solo acoustic, so let's hope I don't screw it up. Here we go. This one's called Signal. Ready? You think he's sending you a signal? Some secret code you stumbled onto. If he had feelings, would he withhold the words to tell you that he wants you? He don't know you, he don't see you. Botticelli's Venus broken, working at the drive-thru. He don't know you, he don't need you. Not in the way that stupid guys like I do. Give a damn. He don't know you, he don't see you. Botticelli's Venus broken, working at the drive-thru. He don't know you, he don't need you. Not in the way that stupid guys like I do. He don't know you, he don't see you. Botticelli's Venus broken, working at the drive-thru. Like I do, not in the way.
fantastic. Oh,
yeah.
Did I just break a string?
Nice.
Thank you so much.
Very nice, Gene of the Dante.
That's fantastic.
Thanks. Pam, you got the radio exclusive, the premiere on that.
I feel the weight of that. I appreciate that very much. That was really fantastic.
Well, you're so sweet. I just try to sit here and pretend that I'm Evan Dando, and boom, there we go.
With the hair.
Right, I know, exactly.
Although that's been gone for a little while, I guess.
He's grown it back.
That's
I saw him
true.
A couple
that's
of recent
true.
Things.
That's it's true. Gonna, it's coming.
He's looking all right.
Yeah,
you
yeah.
Know? He's still a bit of a hunk. Don't tell him I said he was attractive. I don't need his ego anymore. No, I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. He's awesome.
Too good.
Now, are you for your performance coming up next month? Are you playing a lot of the newer stuff? Is this sort of a taste of what we can look forward to?
Yeah, we're gonna do about. The set will probably be about half new and half. New is a relative term. New meaning what we're working on the record, but there's definitely a couple of brand newbies that we will unveil at once. I have a little tribute to Grace Jones that I wrote, and another one that's I keep joking and I say it's Iggy Pop came to me in a dream and sang me a love song. So we may do that one, and we may do this other one that I ripped off. I mean, that was inspired
right.
by Gary Newman and Trent Reznor and Bowie. So we may do some of that. So we're all revamped, and we have a new thing coming on, and it's taken some time because we have a no wince policy when we make the record. We don't want anyone. You ever notice that when you get a mix and you're like, oh, if I just we have the policy, John and I have agreed to this, and the band knows as well, that there is to be no it would have been great if it's going to be great, and I don't care if it takes another 6 months. You know, it won't take another 6 months. We'll have this record out by spring if it kills me. And if it does, hey,